How did Tony Bennett's staff bump up Crystal House's grade from a C to an A? The emails the Associated Press published 2 weeks ago only half answered that question. The messages do show Bennett's staff was able to disregard some of Crystal House's worst scores by exploiting a loophole in state rules.
But that only got Crystal House to a B, so then I think I wrote in my initial post looking at that, it's not immediately clear how they got from a B to an A.
That's Steve Hinnefeld, a former education reporter for the Bloomington Herald Times, who now writes a blog called School Matters. After he wrote that first post, he got a tip from a reader.
Here's how they did it. It looks like they lifted this ceiling.
This is complicated, but if you want to understand how this change impacted school grades statewide, you've got to understand the ceiling. So an elementary or middle school's letter grade is actually an average of two grades, up to 4 points for a school's English scores and up to 4 points for math. Think of it like your GPA, except for a school.
4 points for an A, 3 points for a B, and so on.
Now, here's where the ceiling part comes in.
In addition to that, you could get points for student growth.
You could get them in both English and math, but at least initially, state officials did not want schools getting more than 4 points in either subject.
We don't really want to give an A to a school if they're doing like really great in math, but they're doing poorly in English.
So the ceiling made it so a school with 1 point in English, the same as a D, couldn't get 5 or 6 points in math and still get a good overall grade. In fact, an email from the AP's report, dated September 13, 2012, shows a state education official factoring the ceiling into Crystal House Academy's grade. But just 5 days later, someone posted new directions for calculating grades on the DOE's website, new directions that made no mention of the ceiling. Bennett's staff does not explicitly mention the ceiling itself in the emails released by the AP, and it absolutely is not clear they made this change exclusively for Crystal House. But when state officials ran the grades again, Hinnefeld says the result was clear.
Not only Crystal House's grade, but all grades apparently were recalculated without the ceiling and allowing schools to get more than 4 points in math or more than 4 points in English.
Lifting the ceiling was like saying the highest grade you can get for math or English isn't an A, it's an A+, or an A++. For 165 schools, that helped cancel out a bad score in another subject. And those 165 schools got higher overall letter grades than they would have if state officials had left the ceiling in place. Preliminary runs of the grading system gave most of these schools Bs at first. But with the ceiling gone, they received A's last year. And blogger Steve Hinnefeld says, good for them.
I think that's pretty cool that these schools got A. And I think from everything I know, yeah, they probably deserve those grades, you know.
Bennett didn't return calls about this story, but here's what he told State Impact earlier this month.
The whole process was a public iterative process. We believe we had the concepts right, but there were some nuances to the system that, frankly, we had to address.
But does this story bolster the case against Bennett, showing he manipulated the grading system to benefit a favorite charter school? Or does it bolster his defense, showing Bennett's team made a sincere effort to fix problems in the system, problems that extended beyond Crystal House's grade? Those are tough questions to answer. Bennett says it's unfair to say his staff's process was secretive. He says the process was transparent throughout. But a lack of transparency is exactly the charge Bennett faces from even some supporters of A through F grading for schools. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.